Thanks for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, I hope you can. I'm very angry, so please bear with me. My name is Mrs. Dooley, and we were trying to take advantage of an offer for Dyson stick vacuum, and instead, for $2, and instead, somehow, your company is charging us $59.89 and recurring charges. I want it immediately removed and no charges against my debit card. What do you need for me to look up this information, please?
Can you provide your first, last name, and zip code?
Okay, it would have been listed under my husband, Michael Dooley, D-O-O-L-E-Y, 02703.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
Can you verify your mailing address?
Yes, 532 Newport Avenue, Attleboro, Massachusetts, 02703.
All right. So I show you signed up for a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum. Of course, in the terms and conditions explained, you would also be signing up for our membership, Bite Tub, which provides recipe guides, cut cards, etc., $59.89 a month. So I definitely understand that you are wanting to cancel. We are running a special, $20 a month. Would you be interested?
No, sir. I appreciate that. But nowhere did it indicate it until after all my credit card information was put in, and I have now had to cancel my debit card and ask for a new one. So I'll be without that for that length of time. And I will be calling the bank back tomorrow to be certain that this money that was put on hold will not get paid. What do I have to do? Do I have to wait for some kind of refund for this $59.89 now?
That would be correct. So I am submitting the refund and cancellation. The cancellation, of course, goes in effect immediately. Allow me just a moment.
The problem is now my card's been canceled.
She can't see a card every once in a while anyway.
No. The money, is it going to go back into this account because I canceled the card? The money they're going to refund me.
Well, you just told them to cancel the card.
The terms and conditions you signed up for. Terms and conditions.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's still.
Huh?
And where were they? Where were they where I could read them?
I have no idea. I think you say you agree to terms. You entered a sweepstakes. That's what you entered. It wasn't like when you got that other mop thing. It said you entered a sweepstakes.
You said that?
Yeah.
Well, the first one didn't say that.
Is your thing out in the car, your wallet? I don't know if they can put it on a different card. on your debit card.
All right, so the account has been canceled and fully refunded. If you have a pen
now,
or pencil, I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to ask you a question. Because I just spoke to the bank and canceled my debit card, will this credit go through?
It will. Even though you changed the credit or debit card, the routing and account number remains the same. So even if they give you a new card, it's going to be linked to the same account.
I appreciate that information. And, I, you know, this certainly has nothing to do with you, but it's very upsetting. We're elderly. We were trying to, you know, get something, and then boom, it just zapped to something very large and expensive. All right, so there, what will happen on my next statement, right? I will get charged $59.89 and then a credit of $59.89. Is that correct?
That will be correct.
Okay. I appreciate your help very much. And now no further charges will be submitted from your company, right?
That will be correct.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
You're most definitely welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Bye.
Thank you.